our session chair is a man I have learned a lot from over the course of the last year. Things like how to rub up worms so you have plenty of fishing bait, 101 uncommon uses for common household items, how to correctly say and spell the word dogs, and what the true meaning of joy lived out looks like. He's a lover of the state of Georgia, vanilla Coke, and crazily awkward dance moves. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our national president and session one chair, Andy Paul.
Plus, you a Christian, Andy. They will never listen, Andy. Plus, we a pigment, Andy. You don't got skill, you a gimmick, Andy. Well, if I listen to you and everything you put in my ear, I'll be living like woulda, shoulda, coulda. I'll be paralyzed by fear. Ain't that the truth? If I quit, the only way I lose, I got two.
Let's all take a moment and think back to kindergarten. One of the most common questions we were asked was, well, kiddo, what do you want to be when you grow up? Some of the most common answers were fireman or policeman, teacher, maybe even a princess. Nope. For me, it was a taekwondo instructor / piano teacher / waiter. No, it was so simple. I would instruct martial arts in the morning, teach piano in the afternoon, and bring people their chicken nuggets late at night. But there are some dream jobs that are even crazier than that that people would love to have. You know those jobs that you're like, what? Somebody actually does that? Great. Dream job number 1092. Professional bed warmer. In the United Kingdom, they will hire someone to roll around in your bed minutes before you get in to warm it up. Because if you didn't have a hard enough time falling asleep, maybe the idea of a random stranger rolling around in your sheets literally seconds before will really help. Dream job number 798, professional sleeper. Apparently, when you're attached to all kinds of cords and wires, it's not creepy to have a guy named Robert closely watching you dream. But when I do it, everybody freaks out and says, get out of my house. Dream job number 298, fortune cookie writer. Because you could mess with so many people. Confucius may say that prosperity will come your way. But Andy says that you should donate to the Broke Ginger Fund. Although these dream jobs may not apply to all of us, we all have that dream job that we would love to have. In order to chase our dreams, we must choose to amplify. Amplifying is taking what we have and using it to boost our impact. When we chase our dreams, we amplify our time, our energy, our resources, ourselves, and don't stop until we achieve that goal. Throughout the rest of the convention, we'll see those who are amplifying towards their dreams, like those who are competing in career development events. We'll showcase our nation's top supervised agricultural experience programs and agri-science fair projects. Be inspired by all of our guest keynote speakers, explore the FFA Mullen Expo, and so much more. However, the course of this next session, we'll witness several examples of what it means to amplify. We'll amplify our leadership as we hear from our national FFA advisor, Dr. Steve Brown. Amplify our passion as we hear the inspiring message of our convention kickoff speaker, Dr. Rick Rigsby. And amplify with heart as we remember the impactful words of the FFA Creed and hear the joyful sounds of the National FFA Chorus and Band. FFA members and guests, it is my honor to officially welcome you to the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo and Session 1 as we get ready to amplify.